This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this great Friday morning. This is Bob Romanek, as always. Hey, lines are always open. I'll keep them open today. Maybe I'll even take some callers. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. But let's talk about something worth talking about. Don't give me a bunch of crap and start cussing, because it ain't going to work. We've got a kill switch. Some of these ignorant bastards think they can say all these cuss words, but we always kill it. So if you hear something interruption in between my conversation, it's always because some asswipe, stupid, ignorant bastard is saying something he shouldn't be saying. I guess the guys like that get pissed off because when they come home at night to their houses, there's so many cars in the parking lot because their mother's probably screwing everybody in town. And I guess they just get pissed off and they want to take it out on me. I don't know. I don't know what the situation is. But if you have something somewhat intelligent to talk about, don't hesitate to give us a call today. I think I'd rather hear you people talk than me. And I think every day you people would rather hear you people talk than me. So we can both have a good time today. I want to say hello to Matt Steinman. He sent me an email. I just got it today, Matt, so we're not going to be able to have time to produce a shout out to your friend who's getting married, Tristan Hall. Matt says Tristan Hall is one of my best avid listeners, big fan of the radio show, and listens every day at work, and he's getting married tomorrow. So I want to say to you, Tristan Hall, I hope you have a very, very, very successful marriage, many, many years. I hope you and your wife get along, unlike most people. I think in 2018, I think it was 51% of people that got married will end up in divorce. So I don't know if marriage is a good thing. They ought to come up with some kind of other legal term, I think, for marriage. I think we'd all be a lot better off. But anyway, Tristan Hall, best of luck tomorrow with your wedding. And again, I hope you have a great, great marriage and a great, great life with, I'm sure, your bride, who I'm sure is a lovely lady. Also, the first annual Brett Lay Benefit Day at the Hog Pit in beautiful, beautiful downtown Grafton, Illinois, this Saturday, October the 5th, at the Hog Pit Barbecue Barn and Grill, hard to say sometime. They're going to have adoption pets from various shelters. They'll be available tomorrow at the Hog Pit. And Mad Hoss Jackson, what a name. He'll be performing from 1 to 5 p.m. tomorrow. Always live music and award-winning barbecue. Have the best barbecue in the area. So if you're looking for rap, if you're looking for hip-hop, if you're looking for any of that crap, Don't come to Grafton, because Grafton loves country. They love the wineries. So everybody, I don't give a damn what color you are. If you're into rap, if you're into hardcore music, if you're into hip hop, Grafton offers nothing for you people. But if you're into good country music and a great time, great barbecue, great wineries, Grafton's the place to be. So tomorrow, the first annual Brett Lay Adoption and Animal Rescue Benefit Day at the Hog Pit Barbecue Barn and Grill. Make sure you show up. They'll have pets to be adopted. I think everybody will have a great time. You know, I say nigger because I can. See, I can say nigger anytime I want. Now, this Los Angeles Sparks, that's the Women's Professional Basketball League. The general manager, Penny Toler, used racial slurs in a playoff triad where she talked about how bad her ball players were. Now, she's the general manager of the Los Angeles Sparks. And she says, by no means did I call my players the N-word. I'm not saying that I couldn't have used it out of context, but it wasn't directed at any of my players. Now, I say nigger all the time. I don't direct that word nigger at just anybody with black skin. I direct that word nigger to a nigger, to a no-good, rotten son of a bitch that kills, robs, rapes, steals, sells dope, carjacks. That's who I address. I don't address the proud black community. And if they're no good, asswipe, good-for-nothing criminal bastards and they're white, I call them crackers and honkies. So I think I distinguish between the two. But anyway, she's the general manager of the Los Angeles Sparks. She talks all about niggers. The niggers shouldn't do this and niggers shouldn't do that. And she says, again, she was, the slur was not directed at anyone specific. See, but unlike me, when I direct the word nigger, it's to separate the proud black community from the niggers. But having said that, the story goes, and what really pisses me off, guess what? The general manager, Penny Toler, she's black. She's black as the ace of spades. I mean, she really is black. I've seen a picture of her. Black as the ace of spades. I don't see, where's the NAACP? Where's a Black Lives Matter? Where's all these groups that go crazy when that word nigger, nigger, nigger gets put out? I mean, again, you guys all know they're after me night and day. They want to destroy me. They want to get me off the air so bad. It's went all the way to Washington, D.C., and I love it. I love it because poor boy from the housing projects in East St. Louis, the Roosevelt Homes, is getting national recognition in Washington, D.C. by all the politicians. So I thank you guys. I thank you guys no matter what happens. No matter what happens, I got into your crawl. I pissed you all off. I've made you recognize, and I've made everyone recognize what low life, no count, good for nothing, rotten bastards you are. But again, it just really, really pisses me off that this nigger can get away with saying nigger. I don't see anybody bitching. I don't see anybody moaning, groaning, and you people wouldn't known about it if you hadn't heard it right here. You people get a lot of information here that you'll never get anywhere else because all these other bastard radio and TV stations, all these other news outlets, they always have to be politically correct. I've never been politically correct. I never will be politically correct. But think about it. Where will a proud black person or a nigger, I don't care, call me and tell me why it's any different for a nigger general manager for the Los Angeles Sparks women's professional basketball team for her to spew nigger all over the place because she was mad at the way her ball players were playing, I guess, and nothing happens. I researched it. I found out about it. I bet you good people, I bet nobody out there listening all throughout this great United States knew anything about this. But now let it be a white general manager get there and talk to his ball players and even come close to saying nigger. They could say niggerwagwa. And oh, you said nigger. No, I said niggerwagwa, but nigger's in there. But it always pisses me off with the double standards. And again, if you people think I'm a racist, you're nuts. I'm a realist. I'm just tired of not getting equal treatment. I want equal treatment like every other white person, every other black person. I want equal treatment, and I want the same opportunities. And I want everybody else to have the same opportunities. I don't want everybody else to be given crap, because when you're given crap, somebody's got to pay for it. And it's the hardworking people of this great United States, both black and white, men and women, even Democrats and Republicans. They pay for it. When somebody says, oh, there's a federal grant, there's no such thing as a federal grant. We pay for it. We pay for everything in this country. If somebody says, oh, no, the federal government paid for it, the federal government, my ass, the state government paid for it, the state government, my ass, the local governments paid for it, local governments, my ass, it's us, the taxpayers. We send our money to Washington, all of our income tax, our billions of dollars, and they recycle it back like they're doing us a favor. You know, it's like you guys all giving me $1 million and me doling back $200,000 and say, hey, I'm going to give you $50,000 for this, $50,000 for this, $50,000 for that, and the other $50,000 for this. And I get accolades and everybody thinks I'm a superstar. No, I've done stole $800,000 of your money. I'm giving you back $200,000 of the million. And that's what these politicians do. These low-life, no-count bastards. But anyway, I just thought that really pissed me off. That this general manager from the professional women's basketball team, the Los Angeles Sparks, how she can spew nigger all over the locker room, all over the locker room, and nobody says nothing. They're not asking. I haven't seen one person asking that she be fired. Where are all you white groups? It would have been a nigger group, and a white guy would have said something. The NAACP, Black Lives Matter, every nigger group in the country would be demanding that the man be fired. If not, we're going to tear up the whole country. We're going to burn up police cars. We're going to burn down buildings like they did in Ferguson in California and a lot of other places. Nobody wants to hear that, but it's true. And you won't hear it anywhere. You won't hear it anywhere but right here. And they get pissed off at me? Well, they can get pissed off at me, and until I can't talk anymore, and until they drive me away, send me to Africa, wherever the hell they want to send me. They want to send me to hell. I'll get there on my own. I don't need their help, I don't think. But it's amazing. And it's also amazing, Obama's been out of office 2.5 years. He just put an offer in right at $19 million, people, for a house in Martha's Vineyards. 29 acres, $19 million. They say Obama's worth over $40 million. Been out of office 2.5 years, made $400,000 as a president. He's worth over $40 million, and his wife, Michelle, and I don't know what the hell she's good for. She's a nigger racist. I've heard her talk. She just got a $65 million book deal. Don't tell me politics is not corrupt. Do not tell me, and you people all know that. Everybody that sits at the restaurants, the bars, the coffee shops, anywhere, they talk about politicians, how no good they are, how rotten they are, how corrupt they are. And we sit back and we say that day after day, and what do we do about it? Not a damn thing. But think about it. Obama's been out of office 2.5 years, and I guess him and his wife were worth over $100 million, people. $100 million. Some of you people work your ass off your whole career and don't make a million and a half. And he's made, him and his wife are worth over $100 million in 2.5 years. Man, they must be some talented son of a bitches. They must be some talented son of a bitches. Go ahead, Barry. You're on the dark side.
Hey, morning, Bob. How you doing?
Fine, sir. How about yourself?
Good, good, good. I want to answer your question about that young lady out in L.A. while she's able to say nigger and keep her job.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen a black person get fired for saying nigger?
You know what, Barry? First, let's start off. You're a proud black man, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me hear it, because I make everybody, or just let me hear it one time, and then we'll continue the conversation.
I'm Barry, and I'm a proud black man.
Okay, now go ahead, Barry. Go ahead with your comment.
I have never seen a black person go on the radio or TV and say nigger and lose their job, but I have seen whites do it.
Yeah.
I think our government wants us divided.
Barry, you know what? I don't know how long you've been listening to me, but you sound like me. I say that all the time. The government, these politicians, they want to divide and conquer us. They want to keep the proud white and proud black community apart. Because when we all come together, we're going to eventually wise up, and these politicians are going to be gone. But, Barry, I agree with you, and I know you're a proud black man. And I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. We're not, I don't know if we have a lot of racists. Now, we may have some ill feelings towards some people of another race, But at the end of the day, do you think it's fair? Do you think it's fair that the blacks, well, I shouldn't say that because you're a proud black man. Let's keep you and every other proud, hardworking black person out of the equation. But do you think these niggers have the right to come after the white people every time something said, Kevin Steincross, I don't like him, thought he was a bad reporter. He slipped and said Martin Luther King. They were going to give him another break, but in jumps the NAACP and demands that this guy gets fired. He loses his job. He can't support his family. But you're right, not a proud black man such as yourself and many, many others, but let a nigger say nigger, 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 and nothing ever happens. Do you think that's fair to the white community?
No, it ain't. It's not fair. It's not fair. And a wise man once told me, he said, there's always going to be cancer in this country, and there's always going to be racism.
And you know, you know what, Barry, I agree with you, but don't you think, and nobody calls a black person a racist, don't you think a black person can be a racist? And don't you think a lot of, and I'm sorry, again, I want to apologize to you and the proud black community. Don't you think there's a lot of niggers that are racist in this country?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I'll be willing to think that there's probably more blacks that are racist than whites.
You know, Barry, you know, I appreciate having this intelligent conversation with you. And, you know, I know a lot of white people who've never been around black people, but they read about all the killings, the rapes, the robberies in North St. Louis and Chicago and Detroit, some of the black areas. And they say, hey, all those black son of a bitches. And of course, some will say all those niggers. And I guarantee you, I take up for the proud black community. I take up for the proud black community. I said, no, not the proud blacks. Let's separate them from the niggers. But I think that's the problem with the white versus black. I think a lot of white people aren't familiar. I grew up in a housing project. I grew up in East St. Louis all my life, and I've been around the proud black community and the niggers all my life. But I think a lot of people are afraid of the people with black skin just because of what they read about other blacks, and that's why I separate the proud blacks like you from the niggers, like the bastards that rape, rob, and steal. But in the black community, I've driven down the street, Barry, and I've had younger black kids just kind of look at me strange. And I don't you think some of the black mothers and parents try to make their kids hate white people?
Yeah, just because where they're living at, on the plantation. The plantation is East St. Louis over there. That's how they raise up, and that's what the government wants them to think that way, so they can keep everybody like it is, keep us divided. But check this out, Bob. Slavery wouldn't have got ended if we didn't all help each other come into one, the black and whites working together. That's what ended slavery.
You know, Barry, I agree. You know, there were about 600,000 white Union soldiers killed fighting for the freedom of the black community. I don't ever hear the niggers talking about in honoring those 600,000 white Union troops that were killed. They were killed not trying to get freedom for them and their families, because they had freedom, but they died trying to get freedom for the blacks. I never hear the niggers talk about the 600,000 white Union soldiers that died to give them freedoms. Have you?
No. A lot of blacks forget about that. You know, they forget about the Civil War and what they were fighting for and who helped the blacks. If it wasn't for the whites, we'd still be in slavery.
You know what, Barry, you're exactly right. And it's not your fault. It's not the black community's fault. It's just the way it'd be. But at the end of the day, I always say about the Ku Klux Klan, the blacks could not have stopped the Ku Klux Klan. And back in the 50s, they were strong as hell. The proud white community come together with the proud black community and said, hey, this isn't right. It's going to be stopped. And they fought and fought and fought. And finally, with the help of the white community, the black community got rid of the Ku Klux Klan for all intents and purposes. Now, they're out there jumping around in the fields and burning crosses, but who gives a damn? They can put some marshmallows on a stick and cook some marshmallows. But if it hadn't been for the white community coming together and helping the black community would still have the Ku Klux Klan, a strong Ku Klux Klan, and I say the same thing today. The black community needs to come together with the white community and these groups like Black Lives Matter, and I don't care what anybody says, Barry, I think the NAACP is probably one of the biggest racist groups ever. They want to keep this dissension going, because if it's not going, them, the NAACP, the Al Sharptons, the Jesse Jacksons, they're not worth a damn. And isn't it amazing, Barry, that Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, they'll come down when the fight starts, they'll antagonize everybody, and then they'll leave and go to their million-dollar houses. Isn't that kind of a pathetic situation? Barry, you still there? I guess we lost Barry, or he got tired of me talking, one of the two. But, you know, it's amazing. And Barry, a proud black man, you heard it, and I appreciate calls like that from intelligent people, both black and white. He knows the game. He knows the situation. But it doesn't make any difference. Does not make any difference until we stand tall. And that's why these niggers and politicians hate me. Until we stand tall, until we all come together, the proud white and proud black, we're going to have all this dissension. We're going to have all this violence. Don't say we can't stop it. We can stop it. America, the greatest country on this green earth. We can stop it. Now, there'll always be a little crime, but not like there is today. All this racial strife, and all this racial strife's going because the politicians and these ass-wiped civic groups want to keep it going, because if it's not going, some of these civic groups, NAACP, Black Lives Matter, Jesse Jackson, the Al Sharptons, they've got no place to go. They got to have a place to go, so they got to keep the dissension going. They got to keep the crap going. They got to keep this racial crap going. And for anybody to say that niggers can't be racist, they're stupid. Just like Barry said. Barry said, hey, blacks can be racist. There's a lot of blacks that are racist. A lot of whites that are racist. It's amazing. It's amazing. When people don't want to be honest with each other, that's where we get screwed. That's where everybody gets screwed. We sit back, we let all the killings go on in North St. Louis. We let the niggers just go crazy. But let a white guy do something, anything to a black person, it's front page top fold. Remember the little 12, 13-year-old girl, high school girl, that said three white boys got her down, held her down, and cut off her dreadlocks? And then 2 days later, find out that everything she said was a lie. Now, I'm glad we found out that it was a lie, because if we hadn't found that out, guess what? There would have been riots in the streets. This kid would have been terminated from school. There would have been all kind of crap, like the hands up, don't shoot during the Ferguson matter. That's bull crap. That's bull crap, people. And you can say what you want about Bob Romanek, but see, the name of the game is being real. And when this crap keeps going, you know, it's an orchestrated situation. They orchestrate all this crap in St. Louis, all these protests. They want the true niggers, want to see violence in the street because they're violent people. They're violent people. The niggers are violent people, and they want to see. They want to see all this death and destruction. They don't have a job. They're on aid. They don't have to worry about getting up in the morning. And there's some white people that are the same way. I don't want to give it just to the nigger community. Got to give it to the crackers and the hunkies too. But it's amazing that we sit back like we're an intelligent society. We let all this crap go. We know why it's going. We let it keep going. Both black, proud black and proud white, we're just as guilty as anybody else. Because we could stop this crap. We could stop this crap quick if we wouldn't let them divide and conquer us. But apparently that hasn't happened over the last 60, 70, 80 years. And I would assume at this point in time, it may never happen. I deplore violence, want no violence whatsoever. But I've heard enough people say, hey, one day there's going to be a civil war. And I have to somewhat agree with them. I'm an old man. I won't see it in my lifetime. A lot of you people won't see it. But at some point in time, it's going to hit the head. It's going to hit the head to the point where they say, enough's enough. Now, I don't know if enough's enough 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now. But I think when it does, when all the crap hits the fan, I think it's going to be serious. I think it's going to be real serious because I don't believe, I'm a proud white man, I don't believe the majority of the white community is going to take much more. Now, I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I honestly don't think they're going to take much more. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. And as always, I am not going to take it anymore. And I hope you good people, both proud white and proud black, say enough's enough. It's time to come together and stop all this chaos in this country that we don't need. Go ahead, Brother Bob. You're on the dark side.
My pleasure. So, Brother Bob, as you know, I'm a 77-year-old proud free black warrior man that have come off of this white man plantation, born in Mississippi, raised in the South, and being like you in the Pruitt-Igoe Housing Project, was sentenced to 5 and 5 years as a political prisoner out of Kittle, Illinois. We have been champion for the people, I think, all of our life. You know, and for right now, there's one thing since I met you through former mayor Carl Officer some years back, and the Cooks mayor, Bellevue, and so forth. You know, we've been documenting, we've been doing the St. Clair Freedom Coalition. All this is tying in. Eventually, we need to do this documentary. But right now, the front page of the Northsider, you have a loaded fold here, is racist shock jock Romanek bankruptcy filing an effort to dupe the FCC. I understand from what you told us last week, FCC have not messed with anyone in 25 years on the things that they're trying to get you to that not to be doing what you are doing on the air. And I think that we have got to understand they got Jamie Albert off the air. They've gotten Stan Crossham off the air. But one of the things about it, you own those stations and the thing that is happening now. And I think it's important that they do not wipe you out. I think your strategy and the thing that you're doing, but I recommend to the people because you are actually consistently the voice of truth for the people. You ain't scared. You know, I mean, you're a realist. And we need this at this point in time. We got to be on the grassroots level having and covering the back of President Trump. I mean, it's so important because if Hillary Clinton had got in, all this stuff that is coming out now,
we would never known about it. And I think that it's important that the people understand it. We got to understand that we are people of the children. These are some very important things that the message I'm trying to get when I'm traveling to Detroit, Kansas City, and so forth out. And people like you, Brother Bob, we need so desperately for this country because, the world is still looking at what happened in Ferguson and St. Louis here. Yeah, we know we're protesting and burn stuff down, but that's not solving our problem.
Yeah, Bob, you're right. It's not solving our problem, and I appreciate what you're saying. The FCC, you're right. They haven't come after anybody like they've come after me in 25 years because they've got letters from Claire McCaskill. They've got letters from Lacey Clay. They've got letters from Dickie Turbin Durbin. They've got letters from all these politicians because I use the word nigger, because I expose these ass white bastard politicians. They can come and, at the end of the day, you can't beat the government, but you can let them know that you were in a fight, and I'm going to let these bastards know I've been in a fight. Isn't it amazing? And Brother Bob, thank you very much for all you do for the community, for both black and white. You're a hell of a good man, and I wish you nothing but success. There's a proud black man, Brother Bob, but he knows the name of the game, and he's a realist like I am, a leader of the community. So, Brother Bob, thank you. But on that note, you're exactly right. These bastards coming after me, you got to get rid of Bob Romanek. He can't say that. Hey, this is America, you idiot ass white bastard. You may not like what I say, but I've got every right to say it. There's a lot of things I don't like what people say or how people dress or how people act or what people do. But as long as it's not illegal, I have to put up with it. You people have to put up with it. There's nowhere in this world that you're not going to go somewhere and somebody's going to piss you off about something they've done. But on the second hand, there's nothing that people are going to do that you're not going to get pissed off at, but there's things that you will do that they're going to get pissed off at. But it just amazes me how they want to stop everybody from talking. Same way with Trump. They want to get rid of him. He wants to drain the swamp. They've always said that I was a smaller version of Trump, and I take that as a compliment because that man will stand tall. He'll fight for his family. He'll fight for what he thinks right, and I'll fight for my family, and I'll fight for what I think's right, and I think you good people will do the same thing. You just have to get a little nudge to get you off your asses, and I think you people will be crazier than I am, and it's not going to take much to do that. We talked about this Justice for Kane. And I said yesterday, had a lot of calls, and thank all you people that are not in support of me, because it's not about me, it's about us, in support of the situation where this Kane, what a beautiful 2-year-old boy, his mother tells the judge, oh, Gaisi, the guy, the nigger that I live with, that I screw, that killed my son, he loved my son. I thought to myself, man, if that's love killing a 2-year-old innocent boy, something ain't right. But now they have a mixed child. I'll bet you Jaisi Campbell doesn't beat to hell and kill his mixed child because he's a true nigger. And it just still pisses me off. And I know a lot of people are pissed off about this, and they're pissed off about the judge. And I used to respect Dennis Doyle, the judge, the circuit judge down in Monroe County. But it's awful funny. Hey, Dennis, you're down there with all the white people, and then you're going to screw a white family when they lost their precious grandson. You're going to screw them and give this nigger, in essence, 2.5 years in prison. You ought to, and I'm sure you are. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. 2.5 years for killing an innocent, not a 20-year-old, but a 2-year-old little proud little white boy. See, this nigger doesn't give a damn because the boy was white. I guarantee you the racial situation played a part of this. But when the mother, the white mother, defends the nigger that killed her son, what a low life, no count, no good piece of crap she is, telling the judge, oh no, Gaisi, he loved my son. What a piece of crap she is as a mother. Never should she be called a mother. Never, ever should she be called a mother. And I see this situation where this white police lady shot a black guy. She walked into what she thought was her house after a week of hard work, and it was her fault. She actually killed the guy. The guy didn't deserve to die, the black guy. But after it was all over, the brother of the man that got killed come up and hug this white gal, this white police officer, and then the black female judge hugged the white police officer. And it's amazing. It's amazing when they say a rush to forgive is a rush to forget racial violence. This has nothing to do with racial violence. She thought somebody was robbing her house. If it had been white, I think the same thing would have happened. But it's always about racial violence on white against black. They never talk about violence black on black. They just let that crap go. But it's always racial violence when it's white on black. And it says, and that white America has practically come to expect black people to forgive them when violence is done to them. Can you believe that crap? Can you believe they write this crap and people believe that crap? I never hear that black on black crime. You know, very few communities in our nations have had to suffer as much as black people, who have also been robbed. Black people have been robbed of the opportunity to emote from the experiences, said the Reverend Michael Waters, pastor of the Joy Tabernacle African Methodist Episcopal Church in Dallas. Unbelievable. And then they talk about the white guy, Dylan Roof, who killed some blacks in a church. They always want to take the one or two situations where asswipe whites are involved on black crime, and they're wrong, totally wrong, and they should be punished and probably put to death. But they always want to bring that crap up. Always want to bring it up. But now they're bitching about the judge. The judge sentenced her to 10 years. That's a stiff sentence. But they always want to come back to black people who've been robbed of the opportunity. Robbed of what opportunity? It's amazing. It is amazing. And now the blacks, they're all pissed off at the black judge. They're all pissed off at the black brother because they forgave this gal. They knew it was an accident. That white police officer didn't get off work and say, hey, I'm going to go into the apartment in my apartment complex that's not mine, and I'm gonna shoot this black guy, this unarmed black guy who doesn't deserve to die, who's never did nothing to me, against me, but I'm gonna go in there and kill him. It was a bad mistake. She took a life, and she should be punished. But when they try to show a little consideration, when the brother says he forgives the white female police officer, and when the judge comes down off the bench and hugs this officer before she goes to jail and hands her a Bible, you know, I think that's how you bring the races together. I don't think that's how you separate them. I think that's how you bring these races together, the black and white race. But then there was an article that, give it back, the case of reparations, land taking, discrimination, denial of rights, continue to hold blacks down. What the hell are they talking about? From slavery to today, white communities have used every tactic imaginable to steal land and restrict land ownership, restrict education, and restrict the opportunities for black Americans. Sometimes they deploy the blunt force of the government bulldozers. Always the victim. These niggers are always, always the victims. And it says, this is in fact over the course of American history, black and Native Americans communities have had their wealth taken from them at gunpoint in the hands of a structurally rigged system of white people with massive roadblocks in education, employment, and housing. Massive roadblocks. Once again, the niggers are the victims. It's the white people's fault that they don't have jobs, education, and housing. That's a damn lie. I've witnessed it. You good people have witnessed this. Reparation on a response born out of mere guilt. They're an act of justice, restoring and returning that which has been blocked, stolen, and legislated away from the rightful owners, the proud blacks. It's time for reparation. What kind of crap is that? You people sit back, you listen to that crap, you hear this crap, and you keep your mouth shut. This crap goes on day in and day out. Day in and day out. Always, always, always white people's fault. No matter what happens, it's always the white person's fault. And they have to have reparations because we've taken everything from them. No, we've given everything to them. That's why they don't like me. They don't want to hear the truth. You're not going to hear that on KMOX. You're not going to hear that anywhere but here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom. Welcome back to the last segment of The Dark Side. And you know, when you turn my show on at 11, at 10 o'clock till 11, you're on The Dark Side. You'll never, never, never get this anywhere else, people. You'll never get the honesty, the transparency, the unfiltered truth like you'll get from me. Whether you like me or not, I don't give a damn. Nobody has to like me. I don't care. Do not give a damn less. I mean, I hate to make enemies, but if what I say makes enemies, then you're never my friends and you're never on the same page as me. And I don't really give a damn. Now, I'm going to take this time out. Me and Chris Rock, you know, Chris Rock gets paid big money, goes in front of these all-black crowds and talks all about how he hates niggers, how he hates niggers. Chris Rock can say it, because Chris Rock can say it. Bob Romanek can say it, and anybody else can say it. Chris Rock hates niggers. Bob Romanek hates niggers. Love proud white people and love proud black people. But I hate niggers. I hate crackers. I hate hunkies. So I'm going to dedicate this to all the low life, no count, good for nothing, ass wipe bastard niggers. I want to start the weekend off. I want to piss all the niggers off and the politicians who will get calls from the niggers saying, Romanek saying nigger, and I say, listen to every nigger rap station in St. Louis. They'll say nigger 30 times more than I do, but that's okay because they're, what? Niggers. Because these niggers always piss me off, so I'm going to play this song just for the niggers. I'm going to dedicate it to all the low-life, no-good niggers, and I'm going to play it for me, Chris Rock, and every proud white and every proud black person that hates niggers. Nigger hating me.
Sloth in a big black spook, you know, cause I show it like a barnyard rooster, I crow it, and the end of a LACP would sure like to get a hold of a nigger hating me. Roses are red and violets are blue and niggers are black, you know that's true, but they don't mind, cause what the heck, you gotta be black to get a welfare check, and I'm broke, no joke, I ain't got a nickel for a coat, and I ain't black, you see, so Uncle Sam won't help poor nigger hating me. Jigaboo, jigaboo, where are you? I was here in the woodpile watching you. Jigaboo, jigaboo, come out now, so I'm scared of the white man way down south, you know. But I show it, take your black head out and I blow it, and the end of a LACP can't keep you away from a little old nigger hating me. Of them all. A man named King, it ain't no doubt, and he's causing lots of trouble with his baboon mouth. He's a-doin'
you're hating me. Hey, Mr. President, what do you say? When are we whites gonna have our day? The niggers had theirs such a long, long time. I'm a white and it's time that I have mine. You know it, cause I show it. Stick your back head out and I'll blow it. And the NAACP can't win if white men stick with nigger hating me.
And I do hate niggers. I'm the only person on the radio today in this entire United States who has the guts to play that song. Now, if that song killed a nigger, hurt a nigger, hurt a nigger's family, I would never play it. But I can play it because we live in this great United States America, the land of the free, the land of freedoms. And that's my right to do it and not get penalized or chastised. But no, not in this America. You're going to get penalized and chastised unless you go along with the program, unless you kiss ass, unless you're a yes man or a yes woman. You're always going to get in trouble. But you know what they say? It's not how many times you get knocked down, it's how many times you get back up and keep fighting. And I'll keep getting knocked down, I have all my life, and I'll keep getting up and I'll keep fighting. A poor boy from the Roosevelt homes, I made it this long, I'm a winner just by living this long. So, as always, I hope everyone, friends and foe, have a safe, profitable, and an enjoyable weekend. And remember, the elections are coming up. These asswipe politicians deserve to be thrown out of office, deserve to be destroyed, destroyed politically, of course. So let's continue to unite to expose these asswipe bastard political parasitical perverted punks we call politicians. And at the end of the day, I know you know it by heart because I do. At the end of the day, let's destroy them before they destroy us. Never, never any violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop
mic, bitch.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.